Almighty Father will bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. We bless your name for your mercy and for your grace over us. You are the Lord. Glory be to your holy name. We worship you. We bow before you. You are good and you are kind. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us, O Lord. We honor you. We bless you. You are good and you are merciful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We honor you. Lord, we lift you up. You are good and you are kind. Thank you, righteous Father. You are the Lord and that is your name. You are God from beginning. You are God to the end. You are God over everything in between. You are God all by yourself. We honor you. We lay our crown, O Lord, and we worship you for your mercy, for your grace, for provision, for your protection, for salvation. We honor you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Honor him because he's God. He will never change. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is poured out unto me. I declare this day, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, my heritage is blessed. My portion in this day is blessing, and my portion is delivered unto me in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. His strength is released upon me today. Oh, his grace is given unto me. My strength is renewed. His hand is upon me, and it makes me to soar like an eagle. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon this day, any weapon that is prepared, programmed into this day, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken concerning this day, you are cancelled in the name of Jesus. There is no enchantment that is placed on this day, that is placed on the earth, that will prosper over my life. There is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against me. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the tokens of the enemy is frustrated over me. The tokens of the diviner is cancelled and frustrated over my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I am a watered garden from the presence of the Lord. Oh, I bear fruit in and out of season, for I am the remnant of the Lord. I grow my roots downward and I bear fruit upward. In the name of Jesus, I stand today and I declare no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Every evil word spoken concerning me is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every ordinances of darkness over me this day that is against me, which is contrary to me, I command that they are taken out of the way and they are nailed to the cross. I am victorious in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is poured out unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. Darkness has no place in me. Even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord God will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. I am not trapped in darkness. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is shed upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord cancel every language of sickness, language of infirmity over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, I stand on the word of the Lord. I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things in the name of Jesus. Sickness will not take away my portion. Affliction will not take away my days in the name of Jesus. I live out my day in strength. I live out my day in prosperity. I live out my day in honor in the name of Jesus. I stand today and I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I bear upon me the mark of the Lord Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into the word of the Lord for today, I want to remind you of our program this week, Thursday, 12 noon on Thursday, 25th of September at Oluwadamilare Garden. The all is inside Oluwadamilare Garden. Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena, Ijokodo Junction, along Songo Eleyele Road. The time for the program again is 12 noon. We are starting 12 on the dot, no African time. I am seizing this opportunity to invite you to be part of this great program. It's going to be a time of revelation, a time of blessing as we come together in the presence of the Lord. Mark it in your diary, 12 noon. We are going to start on the dot. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, this morning we are going to pray. You know, our anchor scripture for the month is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Lord has been showing unto us those great and mighty things that we have not been seeing. He has been leading us in the path of prayer. So this morning we are going to be praying from the book of Judges chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 6. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tent, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to call upon the Lord today, that the Lord will raise his hand against visitation that takes away your harvest. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto the Lord and stand against visitation that takes away that which you have worked for, that which that you have labored for, visitation that takes away the essence of the grace of God from your life. I want you to pray today. I want you to declare by the word of the Lord that every visitation, scheduled visitation, visitation that has been placed on time, that takes away my result, visitation that takes away my result, visitation that takes, that always result in lack, visitation that will always result in infirmity, visitation that always result in sickness, I cancel you today by the blood of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord, there are people that they have visitations from the dream, and when they wake up, the next thing is sickness follow. There are people that they have visitation from their dream, that when they wake up, something will go wrong in their life. It is the enemy that is invading into your harvest. Stand upon the word of the Lord and cancel every visitation that results into lack, visitation that takes away my strength, visitation that takes away my result, visitation that takes away my blessing. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Visitation that takes away the impact of grace in me, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Visitation that will always result in evil, I cancel you today in the name of Jesus. You are listening to me right now, and every time you have this particular dream, it results in evil in your life. Stand and declare by the word of the Lord that the channel that this visitation comes, I break them. The channel that leads me to visitation that takes away my result, the connection between me and the evil that visits me in the dream and takes away my harvest, I cancel, I break the link, and I cancel the limit visitation in the name of Jesus. Every appointed visitation that has been marked out for me, that is connected to me, I disconnect myself from you in the name of Jesus. I cancel visitation that will always result in lack in my life. Either the visitation is from the dream or from the physical, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. There are people that have positioned themselves that they know when something is about to go right for you. All they do is to schedule a visitation with you. They will try it in the spirit world. If they cannot get it fixed, then they will try and get it fixed in the physical. Stand on the word of the Lord. Visitation that want to take away my result, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, stand on the word of the Lord and declare every encounter that takes away harvest, encounter that takes away result, every encounter that leads to disaster, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Encounter, visitation that leads to taking away of my result, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I stand against you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand against all forms of evil visitation in the name of Jesus. All forms of evil visitation, I cancel you. Every evil that has been scheduled into time, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every assault of the enemy on my harvest, every assault of the enemy on my land, I rebuke you. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I rebuke every assault of the enemy on my life, assault of the enemy on my children. I stand against you. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Oh, no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every assault of the enemy on my family, assault of the enemy on my harvest, I rebuke you. Assault of the enemy on my children, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. This is the throne that the Lord has given to me. I will not fall from grace. I will not fall from my throne in the name of Jesus. Oh, I will not become a prince that runs after a servant on the horse in the name of Jesus. My place will not be taken away. My place will not be stolen from me. I rebuke every assault of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, I break every evil containment. I break you over my life. I access grace. I access fresh water from his presence in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare over your life that evil visitation is canceled over you in the name of Jesus. As from today, you enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy. You enjoy the constant flow of the grace of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Visitation that results into darkness, visitation that results into sickness is stopped over you in the name of Jesus. The link between you and evil visitation is canceled in the name of Jesus. Every door in your spirit, in your dream, that is always open for evil to enter is closed today in the name of Jesus. As you step out today, you step out in grace, and the blessings of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, as you go today, remember our Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon. Let the words of your mouth be mixed with grace as you go today. Walk according to his word. Let his grace be upon you and be a light unto the world that is full of darkness. And for those that are on the other side of the kingdom, come unto him. Come unto the Lord Jesus. He is ready to take away that load of darkness, that load of sin that is upon you, on your neck. He's ready to take it away. He will give you peace and joy. Oh, if you have never experienced real peace and joy, come to Jesus. That is where you will see peace and you will see joy. It is well with you as you take the step. Come and join our ranks. We will be many. Come and join our company. Our company is great. We will be many. You are blessed as you take the step. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.